Impact 103.
Dante Bo with Joyful on Impact 103. Now we're talking all things bullying, and it is a reality that so many parents have found themselves faced with because they get a phone call from school or they see their children suddenly becoming withdrawn, and you ask yourself, I don't know how to respond to this. I don't know what is the accurate way to navigate this place that I don't even know who to ask when it comes to facing this particular point in my child's journey and in their journey at school. Well, that's why we've got on the line clinical psychologist in partnership with South African Depression and Anxiety Group, Thabo Lephoto, joining us on the line to help us navigate this very important conversation. Thabo, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Thank you for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners.
You know, Thabo, this is a conversation that I think for a lot of parents, they feel like, I don't know. I sometimes think I know what I should be doing, but sometimes I'm not sure how to go about it. I actually maybe want to start off this conversation by playing you a voice note that's come through a little bit earlier on, where there's a parent who's really describing what was versus how they navigated now. Let's have a listen.
I think this is a very important subject, and it's a very difficult one to deal with in this generation. Because when we grew up, we knew if you touch me or if you do anything, I just have to defend myself. We're never taught to maybe restrain from fighting or whatever. But we're taught to say, if somebody touches you or if somebody comes across you, do something else, you have to defend yourself.
This is really kind of the setting of the scene that I think a lot of parents kind of walk into this conversation with, and they're realizing that it can't be the same now. We have to choose to do different, even though that's how I grew up. Before we get to the response of parents, let's maybe start with painting a picture. What are the current statistics of bullying among children in South Africa?
So currently, we don't have what is officially posted or that was declared by the Department of Basic Education. However, current studies have approximated that 1 in 5 South African learners may find themselves experiencing bullying. One of the things that I think that the Department of Education has really been doing is that they have tried to address these issues by at least implementing some policies that may, to a certain level, mitigate the scourge of bullying that we have seen, whether on videos, on social media, or even for some parents who have actually been called in that their children are being bullied. I think there is that work that has been done, but unfortunately more should be done. But in terms of stats, 1 in 5 can find themselves experiencing bullying in school.
I mean, 1 in 5 is a high number, Thabo. You know, I think there's a parent who's now imagining what that looks like. You look at the school transport and you're thinking there's more than 2 children in this transport that might be experiencing bullying. So then the question becomes, how do I know as a parent that this is something that could be happening in my child? Are there certain indicators, certain things that could maybe cause me to pause and reflect and maybe even have conversation with my children to inquire if they are being bullied?
That's a very good question, Josie. I think the first point that one needs to know, especially as a parent, is that you have to know your child. You have to create a relationship with your child so that you may be able to tell if there is something that is happening with them. For instance, there are other children who are outgoing that may start being quite withdrawn. So as a parent, you should know that if I'm seeing my child being withdrawn and they're always jovial, they're always laughing, they're always making jokes, whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden there's this change of behavior, now they're more withdrawn, they are showing all these signs of anxiety. By anxiety, I mean they're always a little bit shaky, you know, they start not wanting to engage with you at home. All of those signs, they should be telling that there's something that is happening. Or more than that, if you find that your child starts to have, you know, unexplained injuries, you know, they have cuts or bruises on their bodies, then there's something that may be happening at home, I mean, at school. But beyond that, because for some other children, they may not exhibit such changes. One of the things that parents should look out for is if your child comes home and their belongings are damaged, or they start having decreased appetite, or you find that they don't look as though they are well rested. And when you ask what is happening and they tell you that, you know what, I haven't been sleeping for some time, that tells you that there is something that is happening. And for a parent to know that there are changes that are happening in your child's life, very, very important, Hosi, that you as a parent have that open communication with your child on a daily basis so that they can be able to share with you if there are things that are happening to them at school, or that you can be able to tell that, you know what, this doesn't look like the child or my baby that I know. Then you can inquire what's happening and maybe, you know, get to the bottom of the change in their behavior.
Let's lean into that moment. So now you realize something has changed. Now you realize something is different. How do I navigate that space to have the conversation with my child who's been hiding it and kind of going on as normal? What does that conversation look like? Am I going, hey, why do you not say anything? Did you stand up for yourself? Am I being so compassionate that, you know, it overpowers the story? How do I navigate that place as a parent once I found out my child is being bullied?
So very important that as a parent, you continuously show compassion, you become compassionate towards your child. And the way in which you start the conversation is always around, how are things at school? How are you? Are you making friends? What kind of friends do you have? Tell me about your day at school. Do you find yourself having any challenges at school? What does your normal day look like? And wait to see how they respond. And the way in which you ask the questions is going to tell if at all there are things that are happening at school. For instance, if you ask them about their day and they're excited to tell you about their day, or you ask them about their friends and they're excited to tell you about their friends if they are making friends, or you ask them about their the teachers that are in school. Because sometimes, by the way, teachers can also be big bullies. Okay, and that's a conversation that we also need to have, that teachers can also be the bullies that we always warn our children against. And because there are adults who are doing this, it makes it even more difficult for our children to be able to be expressive because of the kind of power dynamics that are at play. But, you know, you ask such questions, that is going to give you an indication if there is something that is happening or not. Because if you ask about friends or you ask about challenges at school and then your baby starts crying or your child starts crying, then there is something that is happening. And whether your child, because sometimes children are not going to share if at all there's something that is happening, and will require you now to take steps, necessary steps like you going to school in order to get to the bottom of why is my child having ABC on their bodies, or why is my child crying every time when I ask them about school? Are things okay here at school or not? But these are just steps that you as a parent can take. But beyond that, your questioning should be aligned to their day-to-day activities at school, the kinds of relationships that they're making at school, and how is the general feeling they are having about school. You are going to then get to the bottom of it. And as a parent as well, just try to make sure that every question you ask is more open-ended, and you just continue to ask these nice and subtle questions. This is the way in which you can be able to get to understand if there is a potential a crisis that is happening with your child.
Yeah, you know, Thabo, I'm so sad we're running out of time, because there's two other things that I want to maybe speak about. Is briefly, maybe you can help us to answer these two things. One, how do I go about it as a parent who realizes that my child is the bully, which is, I think, something that we don't often speak about. How do I kind of keep them to account while there's this innate nature and feeling and direction of wanting to protect my child, almost wanting to protect them from people actually calling them to book? And then lastly, if you are able to answer these two in, let's say, a minute and a half, that would be great, is to say, what are some of the effects of bullying that we don't sometimes see with our eyes? Because sometimes we speak about bullying in the sense of it may look like, you know, their uniform is torn or something that we see physically. But what are some of the effects of bullying that we could sometimes see happening inside our children, but we just can't see it with our eyes?
Okay. So one thing that I may, quickly cover this is to say, when my child is the bully, as a parent, I need to start asking myself, what is it that is happening at home, which is affecting my child to the point whereby they want to harm other children? Because the truth is, this is symptomatic of something that is happening, gravely happening at home, and the child doesn't have any outlet besides taking this out on other children. So the first thing that you, as a parent, if you find out that your child is the bully, is to sit down and not be harsh towards the child, okay? But start questioning yourself as a parent. Are there things that are happening at home, or are there things that I am doing as a parent which are adversely affecting my child?
Yeah.
And when you approach this, you must be very, very empathetic towards your child, okay? Remember, compassion is very important, like I said. So be empathetic and, you know, address this with a lot of respect. And the second thing that one must pay attention to with regards to how bullying affects, or the long-term effects of bullying, is that you find a lot of children having trauma, having anxiety, having depression, and having a lot of self-esteem issues because of what has happened in their childhood. Because of that, a lot of people who come into therapy today, it's because of a traumatic incident that happened during primary school, and that has affected or influenced every form of interaction with other people till today, or it has affected some of the decisions that they've made.
Yeah.
So this goes on and on and on and on. So it's important that when you are a parent that is that has a child who is a bully, make sure that you look inward and you start addressing yourself, and also then later on address your child.
Yeah.
And then all that parents should know is, when our children are being bullied at school and we do not help them at this particular moment, what's going to happen is that they're going to suffer emotional trauma, they're going to have anxiety, and they're also going to have depression. And like I said, their self-esteem is going to be affected long term.
Thabo, thank you so much. I'm so sad that we've run out of time, but I think you've raised so many very valid points that is causing us as a society and parents, those around children actually, to take a moment to reflect internally, like you're rightfully saying, but also pay extra special attention towards what's happening in the lives of our children. Thank you so much for shedding light and to help us navigate this seemingly important but very sometimes uncomfortable conversation that is bullying. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's clinical psychologist Thabo Lephoto chatting to us this afternoon, all things bullying. And I hope that you too are able to take note of this and realize that, man, I've got a part to play in covering my children, protecting them, loving them, but also being aware of what is happening in and around their lives, so that I'm aware should they be finding themselves in the place where they are being bullied, or if they are themselves the bully, how do I navigate around that? Am I paying attention enough into their lives that I could see this should it be happening in and around their lives?
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.